The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi-de-ho, everyone. My name's Mr. Fruit, and welcome to the 11th episode of GG Over Easy. In today's video, Rob has a dumb question. Spoilers, it's a good dumb question. Let's just say that.
It's very educational, and I wanted to know.
Rob also has an unpopular opinion, and I have some stuff to talk about that as well. We have some Pokemon drama that Blue fills us in on. And we have the next mega gaming company going to take over the world. You heard it here first.
A small startup company. No one's ever heard of them, by the way.
All that and more in this episode. Rob, it's your job for today's review because, well, hopefully you're about to tell us. I think we're still rated 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. If so, what did we do to you? I'm so sorry.
We're actually rated 6 stars now.
They actually made an extra star
just for us. So we're actually the sixth podcast or the 6-star podcast.
Yeah. This is episode 11, and this is a special one.
Why is that?
Because you only have your episode 11 once.
Well, it's double digits, like 1-1. So it's
and
like
it's
our
1-1.
It's like our first repeating episode. And yeah, it's really fun. All right, I have a review here.
Okay.
From Poggers.
Hey.
Says, best podcast, no contest.
That's right. Oh, that's it?
Then that's
no, hey, sweet and to the point.
Exactly. What more do you need? 5-star, 4 words. That's all you need.
You had me at Poggers.
Hey, that's all we needed was Poggers.
It should have been reviewed by Poggers and then just my doggers. That should have been the whole thing.
5.
Yeah, the end. So in today's episode, we're going to be going through a whole bunch of stuff that I hope you guys enjoy. Next episode is going to be spooky episode, if we can remember.
Yeah.
Because that is technically the Halloween episode.
We think.
Yeah.
We haven't really looked. I don't know if it is. I think
it has to be.
It has to be.
It'll be the 27th.
Yeah. So we'll have to dress up. Blue, what do you want to be dressed up as? We'll go and get you like a costume.
Yeah. My costume is going to be someone who stays in and plays Destiny all night.
We'll actually
Michael
try.
Is pretty close to that.
I mean, we could like put a little mouse in front of him.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
we could put like a monitor in front of him. We'll make him a little Destiny guy. We'll put like you have like the Pop-Tarts that still have the Destiny logo on it and stuff. We'll just put that next to him. Yeah, that's what
maybe.
I'm saying. It has like your gamer tag on it. That's what we'll do. We'll just put that all in there. Is that what you want to be, Blue?
You know what? We might as well go for it. Let's,
all right, nice. Okay. And then can I put a spooky hat? Just a little spooky hat. Just a little witch hat on you.
I mean, it is witch season, so you know what? Let's just kind of go for
Let's
it.
Let's go all with right. it, baby. Hey. Nice.
Yeah, I mean, it works, too. He plays Shadowkeep.
Yeah.
That's Moon. It's haunted.
Very spooky.
Moon's haunted, by the way. So I think, witches and...
We'll just start calling.
See, whenever I just see like a basic witch hat on someone, like that just screams to me like, I listen to Lana Del Rey. I love Halloween. It's
just
so
kind of
cool.
Edgy like that. Like, I love Lana. She's so nice with it. Like,
can
love
we... Now that we talk about obscure artists that I don't know much about, that I probably should, what is that like 14-year-old girl or whatever?
What? Billie Eilish?
Yeah. Billie Eilish.
I hate her music.
It's, okay, that's a hot take, big guy.
Okay, then good, because this is what her music is.
I'm Billie Eilish, and I'm singing to a beat. Billie Eilish. Yeah.
And then the music is like, boo-doo, boo-boo. And like everyone's like, this is
hard.
This is sick. Like, I love this. I don't get it.
Blue, do you know much about her? Or do you listen to
her? I mean, I listen to her stuff. I don't listen to it that often because I don't really mess with it as much as other people do.
They
like,
love
she has
it.
A couple good songs.
She has some stands.
She has some she has some stands though, let me tell you. Oh my
god. I'm not a Billie Eilish stan at all. And I know it's not Billie Eilish, I just like saying that. It's Billie Eilish.
If you kept saying it, I would have thought it was Eilish.
Eilish.
I was like, that's weird.
I probably call her that more than I call her real name.
It's Eilish, I think. Yeah, Eilish.
Yeah, well, just because the meme of, I don't know, I probably know her better from memes than I do.
Well, yeah, like all the boo-doo memes. I don't get those.
Yeah,
either.
All the those are so good though. What do you mean?
Well, it's just because I have something against Normie. I just don't like her music at all.
She's got, I mean, she's got good music. She's got some songs out here, but I'm not like, oh my god, we stan Billie Eilish. Somebody, oh my god, Yas Queen, like, dude, drag the rest of the industry.
Yes, Queen.
Here's the, I was. The only reason I hadn't even known of her until about a week ago.
Oh,
yeah. That's, like, that's, I'm just under a rock.
She's, first of all, she's not 14. she's like, I think she's seven. I think she's just, is she 17 or 18?
I don't know. It's just because when I was talking, like, so I saw her on Hot Ones. And
okay,
she had an interview. And yeah, on YouTube and stuff. Great stuff. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. That's the parody we did with our Hot Wing thing. It had like 27 million views. And it was like a couple weeks old. I was like, how does this, what? Like, it has like
who is
7
this?
Million more than like Ashton Kutcher and all these people. So I was like, what? I watch it. And then, yeah, I like the way she was talking and just talking about stuff. And she's like, Soda Pop's my favorite. And I was like, she seems really young.
Yeah, she's very young.
And just her whole outlook on everything.
Yeah. She seems like a really cool person. Like the person Billie Eilish seems really cool. I hate her.
But
music.
Like after that, I was like, wow, she's a big deal.
Did you peep her music?
No, I still haven't.
Oh, okay. You should not, like, let me know what you
I've
think.
I've only seen one
interested.
Clip. And the only reason I'd ever seen her before was some random Twitter clip that like went viral. Uh-huh. Or but she was just in a concert, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
She was just singing her song like this. She's like, I hate my life or something.
It was
and
like,
then,
yeah,
and then,
I love
yeah,
this.
Someone in the crowd goes like, I love you, Billy. And then she just like, and then keeps singing. And everyone's like, Billy's so cute. And that's,
those are her stands, man.
That's all I. She has a crazy army, man. You thought PewDiePie?
Not like Mr. Fruit stands, though, dude.
No, of course not. I don't even know what that word means, but
a stan.
Yeah,
like you know the Eminem song, like stan, like dear stan, like I love you, Eminem, like you're my favorite. It's just like somebody who's like a super fan, like
okay.
Over the board kind of fan. You know what I mean?
All right. Yeah, I
yeah.
Here's the thing, my music. I literally haven't listened to the radio in 7 years, probably. Yeah. So, like, and that was the only way I ever consumed new music before. So, I just don't keep up. But that's why all my playlists are just 80s and 90s.
Sinatra.
Yeah. And like old jazz.
If you lost your phone,
and...
they'd be like, oh my God, I found this 75 year old man's Spotify phone. I need to find this old man.
That, and I guess like, anime songs that I just. See when I watch shows.
I literally went through your workout playlist and every other thumbnail, bro, was like a like kind of picture.
Did that was all it's because when I shared my workout playlist and someone's like, where are like the anime songs? Because I have like a weeb workout playlist.
Oh,
so I was like, oh, I'll just like throw them in and then it just shows most recent in order. So it looks like it's just all anime, but it's only like 10 and there's like 90 other songs.
Yeah, I saw like 10 and I was like, weeb. Yeah.
It's mainly like video game trap. But for me, I mean, my workout music, like I don't get hyped from normal stuff most people do. I like stuff that'll get me moving or like dancing or like I can sing along to or just like catchy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That gets me. But like when you have all that rap stuff or like metal,
oh, see, I
get
like,
anxious.
Yeah,
I can't do it. It's
I
like
get
too
anxious.
Much.
Maybe you like Billie Eilish then because then honestly. Cause
yeah,
then,
that'll hype me up.
No, it's like kind of like gets you going, I think. I mean, you'll probably like it.
You didn't see it, Blue, but he just pulled some moves on me.
Dude, he fucked
nice.
Off.
Yeah, nice. It's kind of nice.
Or you do one of these. That's all you have to do nowadays.
So we'll start off with this episode segment of Is This a Dumb Question?
Once again, I don't think... Whatever.
Yes, it is. So Rob has been sprinkling this idea on us literally for like since the last podcast.
Well, I just thought about it because we were... I was talking about like the sun or something like that, and it got me like thinking my whole life, dude, when I look at the sun, and I'm not just like staring into the sun like you make it sound like.
Sounds
you're
like,
you're like
I've
what
been
do you
waiting
do? You
all week for this. Oh my God.
Do you just stare into the sun? And I was like, no, I just like when I kind of look at the sun, I sneeze. Like that's just how it is. And I was like, maybe I have some like allergic kind of thing with the sun. In some, like, I know that sounds crazy, but it might be like a tick or something like that. But every time I come out of the gym, I've recorded 5 days now.
He has.
I have recorded 5 days of sneezes. Every time I'm walking out of the gym, I'm walking out.
So many people are just, you for real, Rob, right now. And it's on.
I walk out of the gym and I look up and I'm like, whoa, it's bright. I go, it's very bright out here. And then I look at the sun. I sneeze once. Sometimes I do twice. These past 3 days have been twice.
Whoa.
So I think like it's something when I look at the sun or like I see brightness, I'm like allergic to that or something like that.
Here's the preface too. When he sent it, Blue and I literally thought he was joking.
I thought he was joking.
We get a DM. He goes, bro, I think I'm allergic to the sun.
Not like
allergic. Joking.
Right now, Rob is like backpedaling, but it wasn't always like this.
But when I say allergic to the sun, I get how like you would like your skin would burn and you'd break out in hives and stuff like that. Not just make you sneeze, but it makes me sneeze. Why does the sun make me sneeze? And my only conclusion is like I have some sort of tick or something, or the sun. Or brightness, like, makes me sneeze.
Blue,
I don't know.
Blue, hit him with
this
the
This is, like,
sauce,
triggering
please.
A flight or fight response in me right now. Like, I want to beat Arthur the shit meme. Out of you.
My mom's allergic to, like cats and stuff, so
this is a primal response
maybe.
I'm having in me right now.
Do you just relate being allergic to cats to being allergic to the sun? I mean, you would, like, I looked it up just so you would know, too.
What is it? Yeah, too. I would love to know.
Sun allergies literally called photosensitivity.
Okay.
And I'll have you know, sneezing is not a symptom at all.
It's not.
It is an immune system reaction to sunlight. Almost always an itchy red rash. Some sort of hive breakout or something. Now tell me, what does that have to do with sneezing?
I just think it like makes... Why do I sneeze then when I look at the sun?
Hey, you wanna let's go over the
like,
other common
I go outside after
that's
being
the,
in the gym.
There you go.
That's
wait,
the other common denominator.
Stop. Yeah, just stop.
There you go.
Right there.
But
you're done.
But like I look at the sun and then I sneeze. Like it like helps.
Okay, looking at the sun doesn't change your problem of you going outside.
But like I'm not allergic to anything.
Well apparently
yeah,
you
I
are.
Thought that too one
I'm
time,
not allergic
guy.
To anything. I've never been allergic to anything in my life.
You just always thought it was the sun.
Yeah.
Technically.
Not the sun, but like I always thought just like, I don't know. I just didn't need to look at the sun or something. I need to look at the sun to sneeze.
Technically,
I look at brightness
everyone
and I sneeze.
Is allergic to something, right?
Yeah.
And I'm you're getting older and you need to start taking your allergy medication, big guy, because it's only going to get worse.
If I took an allergy test, I would pass. I don't think I'd have a single. I'm going to take an allergy test.
You make
your,
it sound like
doctor,
it's something you have to conquer.
You know what's going to happen is you're going to say, when I go outside, I start sneezing. And your doctor's going to be like, you take any allergy meds? And you're going to be like, no, I've never been sick. You're taking allergy meds, big guy.
And then
what
go,
am I allergic
no,
to
No,
then?
You'll say that and he goes, do you look at the sun? And you go, yeah. He goes, oh my God, you're allergic to the sun, dude. That's the rarest case. I've only heard of this like two times before. This is insane. We got to quarantine you.
You're going to just oh my God. Rob's going to go to Alex Jones. What is it about the sun that is causing me to sneeze, dude? Okay, because
I look at
the
sun.
Why then to anything in my life.
Why does the sun help me sneeze then? Why does it help?
It doesn't.
Yes, it does. You don't live in my shoes. It helps.
Okay, think of it this way, right? Let's say I have to sneeze.
Okay.
And I take a feather and I tickle my nose.
Yes.
And then it helps me sneeze. Does that mean I'm allergic to that feather?
No, but it means you have some sort of like tick. Like no. Like it helps you.
No,
it's just
it
that
means
certain
you're allergic.
Sensation.
See, that's whatever that sensation is. What is that?
It's called Shark allergies about, and the rest of us live with it.
Shark talked about how when he needs to sneeze, looking at a light helps. That's probably just a thing.
Is that a thing?
Probably. And if that's the closest thing, but I think the key here is I walk outside and then you just stop right there.
Okay.
And then I sneeze. Like, oh.
Rob, I can guarantee
you. But I look
you...
at the sun when I sneeze.
So,
maybe it's just self-prophecy.
Sneezing.
You're like, I got to sneeze. Let me look at the sun.
At the sun. One of the top
you're
Google
not
things.
Get any results.
I Googled it too.
The photo.
Yep.
The photo sneeze reflex syndrome, and that's a big word, skipping that. Sun sneezing is a reflex condition causing sneezing in response to numerous stimuli, such as looking at bright lights or, surrounding the eyeball injection.
Nope.
So I have photo sneeze reflex?
No, you have...
Bowtick sneeze reflex.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh
that's what
my
I have. God, oh my god. That's what it just says.
Oh my god.
It says
still talking.
Multiple stimulus. You know what that stimulus could be?
What?
Allergies that make you want to sneeze.
Dude, I don't have allergies though. I'm not allergic to dogs, cats.
Okay, that what that doesn't have to like, do with it.
But I've never Yeah, I know what pollen is, but I've never, like...
Apparently, the list of allergies is you're allergic to dogs or you're allergic to cats.
That's not what I mean.
Or the sun.
That's not...
Oh, my God. That's not what dude. I mean.
But what I... But why... So, I guess, like, I have this reflex. Is that what I'm getting down to? Is that I have this...
No, you have allergies.
But I don't think... I'm going to get a photo... I'm going to get a photo test. An allergy test.
Go
for You're going to start taking those pills and you're going to be like, man, guys, I don't know what they put in these pills. They must be anti-sun pills.
But like, why...
And
but,
I don't sneeze anymore.
But why is it every time I leave the gym?
Oh, crap. I'm going to fight him. I'm going to fight him.
Like, but don't it's like, it's at the same time every...
Don't come and fight someone, bro. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Call
dude.
Me crazy, all right? I'm going to put on my tinfoil hat.
Shut
here.
Up.
No, listen. This could be like an... I don't know if this was an actual thing, but when you work out, your immune system is weakened, right? When you've worked out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're sweating. Yeah, that's a thing. That's why you like, depending on the cold you have, you like if you have a stuffy nose,
mm-hmm.
like working out's good. It'll help break that up. But if you have a cold, it's not good. It'll make it worse because your immune system drops when you're working out.
Oh.
And you were just sick.
Yeah.
I was.
So you're probably sneezing maybe, more than usual.
Maybe just sick. Just a change of seasons. You just got done working out. Your body is really hot. It's sweating. Your immune system's dropped. Could be even the change in temperature when you go out and walk out outside. And then all those things combined, you sneeze.
So it has nothing to do with that the sun is very bright and it makes me go, and then I sneeze.
I
go out the gym and I'm just like, whoa, very bright. And then I go,
it's
that's
just
gonna,
so wild
and then
to
I
me
because
like,
so
like
I don't
90,
think it has like anything to do with pollen or anything like that.
It's just so wild to me because like 90% of us have dealt with this our whole lives. And then Rob's just like, wait a minute. Is the sun hurt me? Do,
I'm not saying
do
this,
I it, sneeze because
you know
light?
Wait.
Okay.
Okay. Might... I'm onto something here.
God, he's just being...
No. You said when you walk out
yes.
from the gym, you sneeze when you look at the sun.
Yes.
What's the other constant there? The gym. You're allergic to the gym.
Yeah, I'm not.
You need to stop working out right now, dude.
I'm just
looking
at the constants
here. Not to go.
It's only when you go to the gym, you said. You see the sun other times.
It's true. And like when I leave my house, like, I don't sneeze. I don't sneeze.
It's the gym. We.
But when I leave,
case closed. We did it.
But it's just weird. You know what? You need to be a detective. You are a science detective. You need to take whatever job Bill Nye has, and you need to take that job.
But you guys aren't taking me seriously.
Yeah, because we know the answer as soon as you posted it in the DMs.
But why is it always at that time? Like, I would sneeze all the time then when I was outside,
you're
right?
So
why don't I sneeze
the
all the time when I'm outside then
the
if I was allergic?
The outside has pollen.
Yeah, but then if I was outside all the time, why wouldn't I just sneeze all the time?
Because you're not outside all the time.
When did you start going to the gym? How long ago was that?
11 weeks or something like that.
Okay, 11 weeks.
Really
so 11 weeks, the first time you went out of the gym, did you sneeze?
Oh, dude, I can't remember. I haven't been like tracking it.
But
and since
how
I've
consistent? Because I'm thinking it has to do with the cold, the literal cold front too, as well. We're changing seasons.
I mean, I
think it's a whole.
I mean, it could be a lot of factors in it. But like since I've been tracking it, like
I know you're asking me
like
to diagnose
weeks,
it, though, like I know what I'm.
Like I talked about it last podcast. So this has been happening for like 2 weeks solid. It's like every time I leave, I sneeze. Maybe once, sometimes twice, sometimes three times.
At this point, too, you're probably just looking at it so much, too, your body. Like, you trick yourself. You're
but
like,
when I, like, record...
Oh, I might...
But when I record, you would think, like, if, like, I'm, like, I'm going to sneeze right now. Like, you can't just, like, sneeze. It just happens.
Just look into that light.
But that, like...
You want to sneeze?
That doesn't happen like that. You can't fake a sneeze. I mean, you can, but, like, it's not going to... You can tell a real sneeze from a fake one.
All right. Well, I think we've spent enough time
because
on this
like
stuff.
No, but if I was outside, right? Like when I'm just outside, like when I was walking into Christian's
house, you're going in
house,
a circle right now.
Wouldn't that just
keep
be like
continue to dig yourself deeper in a hole?
Like no,
you're
like,
proving right now that it's not the sun.
But I'm also proving that it's not like the pollen or whatever you guys say it is.
You're not proving anything. You're only proving that you keep going. You keep, dude, the sun. That doesn't make
it
true.
But you guys like pollen, other things. But it's like I'm not sneezing from those things when I'm outside all the other times.
I'm sure you're not.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to keep track of my sneezes now. I'm going to be like where I was when I sneezed.
You have a sneeze
log. You know what you can keep track of? You can keep track of a doctor's appointment that you're going to schedule and go there.
I'm going
to. And then get the same answer.
But don't they like poke you in like the back and stuff like that to like test like what you're allergic to and stuff? I don't like needles.
Are you scared of doctors now?
It's not that I'm scared of doctors. I'm just scared of doctors.
No, he might be allergic to them.
I'm just scared of doctors going like, hey, you're going
to
die tomorrow.
You get into the doctor's office, run.
And then I'm sick. Like,
okay, so
I feel like when you go to the doctor, you're like giving in.
I just want to say thank you for this week's dumb question.
what a start to the episode.
For all we know, maybe it's not allergies, but it has to be some sort of combination. I can tell you it's not the sun.
But I look at the sun every time.
It just hurts me.
And it helps me. If I don't look at the sun, I won't sneeze. But like, I'll like,
it just hurts
you know
me
when you almost have a sneeze,
like
but then you lose
life.
It?
That's what I'm telling
you. I have
you.
Terrible sinusitis, and it's just the worst, and it's allergy sinusitis. So it hurts seeing the sun.
It just hurts me because I'm so white. Just like...
Before we move on to the next topic, I would like to let people know my allergies are so bad, Fruit literally thought I snorted cocaine at one point because I sniffed so much.
It was like 50% joke and 50% maybe.
Yeah, I know it was 50% serious because when you told me you were very serious, I was like, wait.
Like, hey, man. Like,
wait, really?
It's like the first year.
It was like
we just
hey,
always
Blue, like I want to like talk to you about something, man.
Like you,
a serious
you can be honest
dad,
with me.
Like,
you know?
Hey, son, did you kiss?
Like you. You don't have to hide anything.
The birds
I
and the bees.
Like, you were so serious with those two.
One of my magazines is missing.
For a whole year, we're recording. And
you were at it.
Yeah, especially when I edit and I get
because
Blue's audio.
Because you would get his separate mm-hmm. audio and like just his like, PlayStation. Like,
just like so all the time. And I was like, what? And so I was like, man, what is this? And for some reason, instead of being like, hey, this is probably allergies, I went, what if he does coke?
You're just thinking
he just
literally goes...
told me about this one day and you were like, yeah, I just thought you know, maybe like before recording you like get a little pick me up. I'm like, who do you think I am, Mr. Fruit?
It's recording time.
That's like just woo! Like in like your mind. You're literally thinking Blue's like just playing going like play dies.
Well, no. I'm thinking more like he's done the line, and that's what people do. They're like, they'll have the sniffles and stuff, you know?
God, yeah, in fucking movies, Mr. Fruit. Yeah, in Scarface.
It's not like I've done coke myself, all right? But clearly, that was a lapse of judgment on my part. Oh, Blue might do coke, but
I didn't
it's
know
not
it was like
kind
of serious. I thought
okay,
it was
don't
pretty,
put that on me.
I thought it was a joke.
Don't project Rob's
it was like,
son
was like
logic
a,
on me.
Yeah, it was a long shot. I was like, I doubt this, but I'm gonna ask anyway. You know, like I got to. And I think the thing too is just because his mic was so sensitive, didn't have like gates or anything, mm-hmm. and that yeah, so it just picked up everything. So it just every time, just
you're just like, no, dude, like what?
Yeah,
I was legit like, who? Huh?
Okay, look, we don't all have our brightest moments. Okay,
you're right,
but we do have. This advertiser. Let's hear from him.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Dude, it doesn't. You had the weirdest tics when you edit too. Welcome back. You have the weirdest ticks, like when you edit, dude. Like you're talking about like your pec thing. When he edits Blue, he'll like when he cuts a clip, he'll delete the like the cut of the clip, and then he'll drag the original clip back to what the size was instead of just like undoing it. He'll delete the clip, and then he'll drag the original clip back so it's like one piece again.
Yeah.
Welcome to OCD, Rob.
I was like watching it.
Welcome to our world.
I was like, that is crazy. I was like,
It's a painful one.
I just Command Z. Like, just what? If I cut it and I don't like it, then I'll just Command Z.
I didn't even think about that. And then also, I was like replacing audio tracks. And there was nothing in audio track one, but there was two and three. So I took audio track three and moved it to one. Rob's like, that didn't do anything. Why'd you do that?
I go, I can't explain that either.
I just need it there.
I just can't explain that. But like, it's just like,
I thought it did something.
It's just organization in your head that just like, it has to be there or else you're not going to edit as well.
And I was like, I'm not going to question the man. Like, he's just been doing this for a while. Yeah. Like, he's got his own madness.
Well, because it's like a puzzle piece. Like, if the audio track, because I do that too, where I just put certain audio tracks in certain spots. And like I have to have game audio in one. I have to have this. Mm-hmm.
Like specific, and if they're
not,
like
and if they're
spots.
Not in mm-hmm. these audio tracks, I feel like I'm editing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So
preach.
It's not something I can just explain, but it's just organizational.
Yeah, it was just funny, like seeing like the little things he did, like did differently. I'm like, why do you do that? He's like, I don't know.
The answer is always going to be I don't know.
Yeah, and usually Dad didn't even notice.
And then like when he edits, it's really funny. He's like.
Okay, no, that's only when I'm trying. I was trying to sync this audio to the camera, and for some reason, dude, I was like moving it back and forth, and nothing was changing. I was like, bro, like I'm going crazy.
He was like, his face was like in the screen, like he was like in it, like as if like going closer to the screen would help you like listen better.
Well, I'm like focusing on the wavelength of the audio. I was like, I swear to God, like this is moving. Like, why isn't it?
It was so funny.
I don't want to talk about it. But we can move on mm-hmm. from. Your son allergy. I'm so sorry about that.
Thanks, man. It's very serious.
I'm here for
you. I'm gonna get an allergy test, and I'm gonna come back with the results.
Okay. I mean, go for it.
What if it's like sun? And
he's like, this is amazing.
Just hold it up.
Let's start with your unpopular opinion.
Okay.
And then we have a whole bunch that pretty much will probably just trickle from that. So
I have an unpopular opinion, and I'm sure this is very unpopular along like the lines of the listeners. That's like, you're about to explain it too.
Yeah.
I think Fortnite has the best in-game events out of any game that's ever existed ever. And I think we give Fortnite a lot of shit, and deservedly so sometimes, you know, it's Fortnite, LMAO. But I will give Epic this, dude. There's nobody who's ever, like, even with like the Blizzard vanilla events that they did for their servers and stuff like that, nothing has like even come close to this, dude. CNN was like reporting on it, and like 10-year-olds all over the world were finally having to go outside and figure out that they're allergic to the sun too. Like, I'm telling
it's an
you,
epidemic.
Man. And it's, I played it and I was having fun. I was having fun. There's a skill based matchmaking, and there are some crankers in there. There are some 90s makers in there.
Yeah, here's the thing. The only reason, we recently did a Fortnite video mm-hmm. and we like streamed it or whatever.
It was fun.
Yeah, and people were like, what the heck? It was like, why are you doing this? Literally, I hadn't even thought about it until my younger brother, Ethan, loves Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
And I say younger too. He's like a year younger than me. I'm not talking like it, because people were like, how old is he? I'm not like 10 years old. Yeah, no, like he's just a year younger than me.
He's in phase.
Yeah. So, but he plays Fortnite a whole bunch, and he's just talking to me about it. And he was like, yeah, so they implemented bots and the skill-based matchmaking, and with the new season, like, everyone's reset. So, we found a few people in every lobby.
Yeah.
And I think that was just people who just started playing that season,
mm-hmm.
and that will, you know, get out of our ELO rather quickly.
I love skill-based matchmaking in Fortnite.
Because it's fun for us, because, like... building, man. I mean, if I sat down and I practiced for like an hour, I'd probably be decent enough that like it could pass for a while. But I just
don't want to do it.
That and then the key bindings. I'm like, okay, that's a roof. I don't want to. Okay, stairs. At this point, I'm half health. Or like
my building technique is I move my mouse hand as quickly as I can. I just do this, and then I just press. I know where wall and stair is, so I just go. And then I just do that until I run out of mats, and then my teammate is down.
You're cranking. Yeah. Yeah. You were probably having fun.
You were tilted.
That was a 1v the whole lobby that entire time.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't even know if, like, there was one time you shotgunned a dude and then got downed. That might be the only time you, like, dealt damage.
I mean, other than bots, probably. I tried, yeah, dude. I'm just trying to crank out there for my kids.
Yeah, so we played Fortnite, and I was having fun, too.
Yeah.
And, like, some of the updates and everything. I don't know. And plus, literally, we haven't played in a year plus.
Yeah, or at least I thought it would just be fun to try and get a win.
It was... I mean, look, it was like somewhere in season 3 when we stopped playing. It was like right after the meteor hit Tilted for the first time.
Whatever. Oh, okay.
That was season 3.
Those were the days, right? Yeah.
But like,
leave a like if you remember the Tilted Tower days.
Leave a like if you like the floss, too.
We like Fortnite. We like Fortnite.
We like Fortnite. So, yeah, we played that, and I didn't hate it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made a video out of it, and it was funny.
It was a great... I love that video. It's funny, but everyone goes,
but we uploaded it. And for everyone out there that's like, Mr. Fruit, we watch you for you, not the games. Or like, we play whatever you want. But you upload Fortnite.
But then you upload Fortnite.
And no, all that. Unsubbed until you play Destiny again. Oh my God. Dislike bomb. You've changed. I can't believe you're that person. What are you doing? How are you?
And then there's that one comment, like for 1,000 V-Bucks. Everyone's like, all right, well, I like that one. Sure.
There are some reason, and I don't know. The problem might be, too, it's just that the vocal minority hates Fortnite
louder
just shows up. Every they're like, wait a minute, we got to put a stop to this.
Oh, Whisper upload Fortnite? Oh, fuck you.
All yeah, right. just immediate hop on, dislike, I'm out of here. And, like, you've changed. You too. And it was the same way with
Open
Minecraft.
Open Keemstar video. Like, right, all right.
there is something. I know there's a lot of people out there that were just like, yeah, no problem. Or some people are like, I don't like Fortnite, but I like your videos. Yeah. And like, that was entertaining to watch.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point.
Exactly. Like, we're just having fun in Fortnite.
Yeah. But like, you would have thought I one of the 7 deadly sins or something I committed.
I mean,
Fortnite, I might as well have. Yeah, like, at this point, it might be one of them.
For that community that's like, you know what, Mr. Fruit? I love you, man. Like, these videos that you do, like when we just connect and talk, I love that, dude. I'm not here for the games. Fortnite. Fuck you, Mr. Fruit. I'm out of here, dude.
I mean, at this point, it's so big, they probably have, like, redacted in, like, some New Testament where it's one of them is like, thou shalt not play too much Fortnite.
You missed that email or something.
Yeah. Big man up there didn't let me know, so.
He's like, Mr. Brick.
Yeah.
He'll upload one of these days.
Well, yeah, I'm, like, afraid to say, you know what? That wasn't that bad.
It was fun. I had fun. My chat was, like, weird champing me when I was like, hey, I'm having fun. They were like, troll? Like, joking? And I was like, no, like, it's fun.
There's some Twitter guy. Let me try and find him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like when I tweeted out the video, and it was literally like, all I ask is you give the video a chance. We're idiots, but we had fun. And some guy says, let me find him. He says, immediate dislike. You only got on because of the hype around it. Same thing you did for Save the World.
Whoa. Like, so what? When a new game comes out, you can't play it ever because it has hype around it, dude. Fuck you.
I said I didn't realize that was a crime. My apologies for being excited about something other people enjoy.
Yeah. Like, and like, shouldn't that's isn't that something you should do?
That was just a tweet. Then you go to the comment section and it's even
worse.
A whole other ballpark.
I haven't even looked. I watched the video and I was like, that was funny.
Yeah. I thought it was a great video. But it's something about Fortnite, man, and Minecraft. Like, my viewers, I'm sure some other creators have this problem, but it's like, it seems at least a vocal part of my community are like hipster gamers.
Yeah.
Where it's like, once this game crosses certain threshold of popularity,
like,
or normie,
like, you're
like, that's it.
Yeah.
We stay away from that simply because
it's popular.
Yeah. And I think the reason I was actually enjoying Fortnite was because I was so bad at it. Because, well, I like a challenge. Like, I like to, like, if I suck at something, I'm like, how do I not suck at this?
Mm-hmm.
When I was playing Fortnite, I was like, man. Like, immediately by the end, my builds were already starting to get a little bit better.
Yeah,
like,
it
immediately started coming back. Yeah. It's like, I want to get better. And I think that was probably part of what I was having fun.
We just want to get a win in a Fortnite video, and then that's it. All right? Just let us live that out.
Fortnite, we like Fortnite.
Okay, there you go.
Hey, Blue, you want to squad up with us?
Yeah. Oh.
Absolutely not.
Oh, come on.
But Dork? Dork kind of plays sometimes,
even better.
Right?
Arios.
Arios would be down. Arios is...
I kind of want to play the update, but at the same time...
See?
Shark even DM'd us.
Yeah, he said the Fortnite update looks pog, no troll.
Yeah.
Or no cap, one of the two.
One of those.
It's not bad. And trust me, I would do the same thing. I'm not 10. Yeah, I know.
But also, I know it's going to eventually turn out to be that everyone just starts building and then I lose interest in the game.
Well, no, that's what's cool now. The skill
we just keep our skill-based matchmaking down low. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we will.
Throw a couple games.
But, like, this is the perfect time to do that because I think in 2 months when all the casuals start leaving like us,
yeah,
then it's going to suck again. But, like, right now it's prime Fortnite. Get your Fortnite in right
now. Buy the stonks while you can.
Get the stonks. I mean, I just want to get a W, dude. That's all I want. And then we'll retire it, okay? Chill out.
Yeah, it'd feel good. Yeah. Plus, Blue, you can pick up teammates or fallen opponents, and, like, there's literally a button to yeet them. You can just yeet.
Yeah, and there's also, like, a thing you can pick them up, and then you can put them down and finger paint with each other and crackers for
snack time.
I don't
know, man.
Time.
It's going to be – you're taking me away from
it's still Fortnite, all right? Like, don't get me wrong. That's cool and everything, but, hey, I'm not going to die to a bunch of 12-year-olds. I refuse. My Halo – 10 and my like 15
dude,
year old self.
I wouldn't. Refuses. I'm not even mad if I lose to a bunch of 12 year olds in Fortnite. Yeah. Fortnite has like bred like a different level
kind
of competitive player, dude.
I've always like wondered like what's the youngest like player like I've like died to in like a competitive FPS. Like it has
You'd
to
probably
be
sad.
Has to be like 11 or 10. That would be my guess.
Younger.
Really?
Oh, I'm sure.
You think so? Out of all my years of gaming,
I'd probably say 7.
7.
Yeah. Just some cracked kid. Apparently that's what they say now. It's cracked.
They're cracked.
I learned that when I played Fortnite. I learned that. I
that's
didn't know
what
that.
They say.
Yeah.
Well, you're a Fortnite
He's
YouTuber
cracked.
Now, dude. Like you know all
that's
the
That's true, dude. Yeah. I've sold my
you
soul.
You changed. Dislike.
Get out of here. You want to diversify? Nope. Go play Destiny, you shill.
Let me see you the same shill. Pulse Rifle Iron Banner video again. We need to do Iron Banner bets, don't we?
No, we don't.
Okay.
No, we don't.
There you go.
Not right now. We're going to wait.
I mean, I saw your title was worst. This is the worst time to play Iron Banner.
Dude.
But then I think like the last Iron Banner video we did was like something on the long
line. It was like, this is the worst time. But I didn't realize. No.
No.
This is the worst time.
This was the worst
I haven't played. I haven't played at all since the raid still.
Well, problem is they make light level difference. Like seemingly like a little more important.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem too is. So I hadn't played since the raid, so I was like literally like hovering around 920.
Yeah,
but because of my skill based matchmaking,
everyone.
I'm playing 950 pluses. And apparently, like because with the artifact, you could technically go forever. I guess
mm-hmm.
it caps at 950,
mm-hmm.
but that means everyone I'm fighting is 950 plus
and like 30 light higher than you.
And that would mean literally like
does everything two shot you?
It'll do that, or like I think I got one shot sniper bodied. My striker titan doesn't kill in one shot.
no
yeah, like
way.
What would 3-shot normally for me? Would 4-shot. What would 4-shot? Would 5-shot. 3-shot melees. Like,
and these dudes, and like, what would 3-shot you is 2-shotting you now.
Yeah.
Like,
so like, in gunfights, I was like, I would have won that if I just had a couple more light.
Oh my God.
And so like, I mean, obviously that's part of it, but my problem
but
was
you should be
because
like
of my skill-based matchmaking,
yeah.
I wasn't, there are Randys out there, I'm sure, playing at 750 or whatever, right?
That's
where are they?
They're with me, dude. They're over in the corner with me and the glue, just eating it. Having a good time. It tastes good. Elmer's glue is my favorite. Like they show me how Elmer's glue. I used to like Gorilla Glue the most, but since I've been in that MMR, dude, Elmer's.
Just so dumb. So that was rough. But to bring it all back really quick to wrap up the Fortnite.
Oh.
The end game events are unmatched, I think.
Yeah, it's
but
not.
But the problem is what next? Like
oh, they'll figure out something.
Because I was actually reading a theory too, or it might actually might not even be a theory. This is just a clever way they hit it.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of soft rebooted it to Fortnite Chapter 2, right?
Yeah, like
and the
vanilla
thing with
kind of
yeah,
like,
and the thing with like free to play and especially like service games, you never really get like a sequel anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like League of Legends is just
League of Legends
10 years later,
mm-hmm.
right? They just keep updating the game, and so in this case, they wanted like a soft reboot, but instead of having to release like Fortnite 2 or
mm-hmm.
something.
And everybody like, Fortnite 1 was way better.
Yeah. They get everything ready, and normally a game has downtime, right? Like Destiny 2. It's
mm-hmm.
like, hey, we're down that whole Monday before
Shadowkeep.
Yeah, we
have maintenance. Like,
yeah, like we'll just be off 24
something.
Hours. Instead, Fortnite turns that into an event.
Yeah.
And they're like, woo, you got sucked in a black hole.
And 10-year-olds are just like, it's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, and then ironically, like,
but it is cool.
They're on CNN.
Yeah,
they're on all this stuff. Ironically, get even more attention. There was like during the black hole event, there's something like 50 million live viewers across like Twitch and YouTube and something else.
Yeah,
just something insane.
That's insane.
Watching a black hole, and so yeah, they turned it into a clever way to market their game.
Yeah,
ironically,
and it was
have
just
it down for 2 days, pretty much. Yeah, just to reboot it like that. And then chapter 2.
Because if you like announce, hey, we're going to do maintenance and launch in Fortnite chapter 2, everyone would be like, well, you're fixing the game? Like, what are you doing? And then they just like suck the map out and make a cool little black hole. And everyone's like, this is so sick. And it is pretty sick.
Everyone I talked to had like the same reaction. It was like, this is so stupid. This is so really? Dumb. They just took the game down for like 2 days. And then my response is always, but I mean, you're talking about it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It made an impression.
This event, them taking the game down randomly for 2 days, has like captured the attention of like the entire gaming audience. And maybe some people aren't as interested in it. But like when Fortnite is literally, when a video game is literally like national news, because
it was
because, and not even jokingly, it was legit national news. I saw that like on ABC News, like on Monday night, like, well, legit. If it gets that result, then they did exactly what they wanted to get out of it. They
have a great PR
shut down
team.
The game. People freaked out. Kids freaked out so much that, oh my God, is Fortnite down forever?
Yeah, that was the dumbest theories
off.
I heard. Where it's like,
it was insane,
what if Fortnite
marketing
never comes back?
Yeah, it was
I
incredible.
I saw like, all the Fortnite
marketing
streamers in like the unemployment line. It was like a kid flossing and crying.
Yeah,
like,
flossing and crying.
It's like Fortnite, huh? He's just like.
But I think the craziest thing about the events too, though, is the way that they're able to make it. So this is a live event that literally millions of people are playing at the same time
and can
it's
watch.
It's all happening at the same time. Yeah, like everyone's experiencing it. It's not just like a thing that happens and you like reload
yeah.
or like comment. Like you're essentially
welcome,
watching a live event.
They took the Paragon team so you guys could start getting those live events. So
did that happen in Paragon?
Well, I mean,
live events?
At that point, what Paragon probably had like 7 Joe Schmoes picking their noses left, right? You know.
Well, I mean, there's still a whole team for Paragon, but
not me, man. I know,
but I have no doubt. But I mean,
they're making
you gotta
skins, okay.
Like Epic back then was developing multiple games at a time. Like they had Paragon and they had Fortnite. I'm pretty sure they had one other project under apps that they didn't talk about.
Yeah, I can't remember.
But I mean, this is what you get when you have an entire company that is working with. That has control over
Zoomers.
One of the most like versatile engines in the whole industry.
Yeah, they don't.
You
just
have this
have
gigantic studio,
it's theirs.
Completely yeah. working on a BR that realistically, like the core gameplay of the BR is there. Like they don't have to do like crazy retuning yeah. or like completely changing the game. They have all these resources. Just work on the map.
Do they
work
still
on
save
new map,
the world?
Work on new locations and do these cool events. It's crazy.
Don't ask me.
Save the World is gone? Or is
no,
that
Save the
still
World's still there.
I think they have a smaller team still working on it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So but,
so,
I mean...
So it actually gets updates and stuff?
Yeah. But, I mean... but
you made
I mean,
a
obviously,
video on it.
But, I mean, they have the biggest game in the world in the BR. Of course, all their resources are going to be on the BR. Like,
I remember...
I was going to say, didn't you go?
Yeah, they flew me out for Paragon. Epic Games did. So I got to go to, I think they're Charlotte or whatever.
What year is this?
2016?
Maybe. Yeah, 2016 or early 2017. I'm not sure. But I went in and they did like a whole tour of their studios. Really cool. Super chill. Media manager was super friendly. A whole thing. Mm-hmm. They're super hospitable. We went around, got a whole studio tour. And I remember we went through and they showed like all their gear stuff and all this kind of stuff. And they're like, this is where we're working on this game. Mm-hmm. This is where we're working on Paragon, which had the biggest thing of the office, which was ironic. And then they're like, and over in this corner, like, this is this game. Like, we announced it a while ago, but, like, it's still early. It's Fortnite. Like, if you guys want a key, just, like, ask, and we'll, like, get you, like, alpha access or whatever.
Sure. Okay.
And that was it.
Yeah.
That was literally Fortnite at that moment.
And who knew that would literally become the biggest game?
Seriously, dude.
Huge. Of, like, one of the biggest games that has ever existed in
My
gaming
kids will
ever.
Ask me about Fortnite, man. And I'll tell them, go play it.
Fortnite it's still
Chapter
going.
82 is out there, kid. go crank your 90s. Go crank your 360s.
Make me proud, son.
At that point.
Yeah, so it really is unrivaled. I mean,
it's not close.
We'll see what they do from here on out. But I mean, like, they're killing it as far as they go. And the thing, though, is too, with these marketing things, is like, they already have so much attention on them.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever
they
do is
next.
Magnified.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they can do a lot of this stuff, and it's even bigger than if someone else would do it.
Mm-hmm. Because it's Fortnite.
Yeah. And like, I wish I played it more and was able to enjoy the events.
Mm-hmm.
Like, like, because
they're
that
cool.
Stuff.
They're all cool. Every time I watch them, I'm like, damn, that was really cool.
Yeah, I can't even like be like, that's stupid. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, dang, that was cool. Mm-hmm. And yeah, for me, the only thing is just the building.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one thing. And I know a lot of people, that's why they play. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes Fortnite, Fortnite. Mm-hmm. So like, it's never going away. But for me, yeah, that's just what turned me off.
I think
like,
it'd be cool if there was like a...
I just want to pew pew.
I wish there was a game mode in Fortnite. Maybe there is. I'm sure people be like, yeah, Rob, there is, idiot. You don't play the game. Like if it capped your max at like 100, like you can only build to like kind of a certain kind of point, and then it's kind of a gunfight at this point. Not, I have 1,000 mats in each and let me build the Taj Mahal for you. 2 seconds.
Yeah, my strategy is panic while they're building above me and figure out which structures are holding this up and can I shoot them down before they kill me. That's really all I know how to do. So
watch the Fortnite video.
Yeah, it's should watch it though. Okay.
It's funny.
And
it's funny. I
hold your prejudices and like
actually
preconceptions. Just enjoy it for what it is, right? It's an entertaining video and
we had fun.
Sue me if I want to play a game like that, like Fortnite. Like that's the thing, is like it's like, oh, you can't even say you like Fortnite or something, right? Like if you're not already in that, because people are like, no.
Like
you're no. Don't be that guy, dude. Like what? It's just a video game.
Yeah, it's just a game, man.
Just a game, and this is just an ad.
Oh, wow, fun.
Oh.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try fume.com/GG.
And welcome back. GG over easy.
Oh, favorite podcast.
To start this segment off, Blue wants to talk about some Pokemon drama.
Pokemon stands.
Yes. I can't really say it's like drama, but
build a tea, sis.
So it's gonna be a little bit of Pokemon right now, chat. So stay calm.
Yeah.
So they showed off those new forms for the Gigantamax forms of Pokemon.
Yeah, I saw that.
And naturally, our response is, that's dope. You got a cool kaiju looking ass Charizard and the Pikachu and the Eevee and the Meowth. But it's okay, dope.
Can I ask a question though? Like, are they just giant Pokemon? Like, as somebody, like, they're just, what is Gigamax? Like, is that their Super Saiyan 3? Like,
well, it's Dynamax, and then you can, and then after that,
so Gigamax. So now I'm just watching 300 foot Pokemon battle.
I mean, I'm not defending it. It's a gimmick. It's they have a gimmick in every region or like every gen, and this is their gimmick.
Yeah,
I'm not huge on it.
It looks dope.
So what's the problem with the stands?
So it's just one more like drama filled. People don't like this about the game thing that Sword and Shield continues to have issues with. This time around, though, this has been like an issue for like several gens, where people are like, stop giving Gen 1 Pokemon all the love. What? Because people are really apparently tired of Pikachu and Charizard and blah, blah, blah getting all the attention.
Oh, sorry that the two best Pokemon really just get attention, people. So, oh, sorry.
I think it's overblown because these are literally the brand ambassadors of Pokemon.
Yeah, well, exactly.
So naturally, they're going to be getting...
And they become huge, so you can make huge posters. And make a huge amount of money.
Wow.
I have to ask you the question here, Rob. Why, okay. Right? And here's why they continue doing this. Rob, can you name any Pokemon from Sun and Moon?
Klefki.
Nope.
That's not
Sun and Moon.
Now give me a couple Pokemon Buswell. From Gen 1.
Buswell.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Buswell. Yeah, but that's after Fruit kind of gave you a little push, right?
No, he did not give me a push. I actually remember that. I'm trying to remember from... Takataka. What's it? Statatakara? Whatever.
Yeah, that one.
All right, but this is clearly it's a little difficult. All right, I'll ask you another one.
Okay.
Can you name a couple Gen 1 Pokemon?
Yeah, I can name you all of them. Would you like me to go? Bellsprout.
Just go for it.
Bell.
Who in the world would start with Bellsprout? I have 151 to choose from. Bellsprout.
Just go over the B, man.
Bellsprout's an obscure one.
But Bell, it becomes before B.
Okay, well, then let's go to the A's, like Arcanine. Why isn't that?
I couldn't think of Arcanine fast enough. I was trying to think of, like, the first one.
Okay, whatever. That's not important.
Just shoot out a couple, Rob, right? Klefki. Just shoot out a couple.
No, not... Are you just memeing us? Rob clearly knows them. Most people do.
Yeah, I do. I saw giant Charizard and giant Pikachu. If I saw, like, giant something from Sun and Moon, I would have no idea what it is.
Then what's that?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd be like, what the hell is that thing? Like, why is there a giant lantern? In this arena right now.
Who lost their giant keychain?
As much as people hate it, what...
It's got to be the Zoomers that hate it, that like are part of like Gen 5.
Well, it's people like me and Fruit, technically, who have played all the games and are diehard Pokemon fans.
And that's
right?
Who it's for. Like, it's kind of like for you guys.
But the Gen 1 stuff is for a wider audience. Because at the end of the day, Red and Blue are still the highest selling Pokemon games of all time.
They're just the most noticeable. Yeah.
They've sold over 30 million copies on their own, right? So people like Rob, who don't play Pokemon, but they see like Sword and Shield and they're like, oh, that's Charizard. Oh, that's Pikachu. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's...
That's
exactly like,
not
what
a
they want.
Here's a Rowlet, Rob. But here's Growlithe. That's sick. Yeah, that's sick. I love that. I remember playing that.
Yeah, and then it becomes Arcanine. Like,
yeah,
very
right?
Tight.
Firestone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I trade it.
No.
Oh, okay.
I think Pokemon knows their audience, and they know... Well, they know their wider audience, right? They know their main audience to an extent. I know a lot of people don't really want like another gimmick in a Pokemon game, but I mean, that's what they do every single time.
When does this
I gotta
come
agree.
Out?
I don't really... I'm not like a biggest fan of Dynamaxing, but they do it every time and that's their gimmick and they're trying to like keep stuff fresh. But as far as like Gen 1 like favoritism goes, I don't really like it's hard for me to be mad at it, honestly.
I'm not
just
mad at it. Yeah. I'm
just
not a zoomer.
It's like with Pokemon Go, right? The original 151 where the Pokemon Go
left
starting point.
Well.
And Let's Go as well. Like, that's going to be their first next-gen Pokemon title.
Well,
and
I would like to see some Gen 2 love.
Oh, no doubt. They do give other gens love. But as far as the wider reach, they know that Gen 1 has...
Like...
An entire audience of people who don't play Pokemon, but, like, could play Pokemon.
Pokemon popularity contest. Literally, aside from, like, Greninja... that's the only one I would argue that would even contend probably with some Gen 1s that people might recognize or know of.
Mm-hmm.
Because like Greninja, for especially the newer people and stuff, like that's their Charizard.
Mm-hmm.
But like aside from specifically like Greninja, like there's just nothing that sticks out to people the same that just Gen 1 does. And again, that's just because it's most widely seen. And I mean, I guess also at this point, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. If we keep bringing back Gen 1 and promoting Gen 1, then that'll obviously always be the most noticeable.
And they'll bring like, it'll bring everybody back.
Yeah,
like,
but I don't see the problem in leaning into it. Again, like Blue said, we're the ones that grew up on it though. Mm-hmm. So for us, it doesn't really matter. I know like some people, it's weird to think now, but like, you know, first game they played was like Black and White.
Whoa.
And they're like, why doesn't Black and White get so much love? That was my first Pokemon game. Yeah. But like,
that sucks.
Yeah, it's just
that sucks.
Black and White, the animation was cool. I love
Black and White. It was a great game, but I hated the Pokemon from that gen. So
I don't really know any of the Pokemon in it.
It's not important.
People had issue with Greninja getting like the Ash form in the games. Like people complained about that because they're like, why are you having Greninja favoritism? And it's like, I don't know, maybe you should get like a more popular Pokemon to stand, because I don't know what to tell you.
Well, they
like,
also,
at this point, Greninja is a brand ambassador, so like, of course they're going to be given. I wouldn't be surprised if we got some another cool Greninja thing, Dynamax form in this game. Like, this is
have they announced everything yet? Like that, like all the forms and stuff. Well, didn't they announce like a Ponyta? Like, is like, has so are people pissed that was Gen 1 too? Like, I'm sure that kind of played into it. It's sweet though. It's like a unicorn. It's cute.
Yeah, it's like, pretty sweet.
Very cute.
Here's the thing. I think Pokemon shot themselves in the foot last E3 or whatever when the whole drama about the national decks came out and how not every Pokemon's going to be in it. Because since then, that was what set people off. And now it's just, oh, this is another thing that could upset me. And because of this national decks too, it's like doubling down. But like, honestly, aside from the national decks, which like I'm getting over, I wish it would have all.
I'm getting over
but
it.
Like, but like, aside from that, this seems dope. Like, they announced 18 gyms and no one's freaking out about that. But they're freaking out about still national decks. They're going to have a gym for every type. Like, what? That's sick.
That is cool.
Well, they said they weren't going to, it wasn't quite going to be 18 gyms, but it was.
Doesn't Heart Gold have 24?
No, 16.
No, so, what?
That'd be three regions.
Well, I thought
that would be insane. Oh my
I thought each gym was, or each region was 12. Like gym badges.
No. 8 and then the Elite 4. It's generally 8. I guess.
Then that is 24.
But I don't know.
I don't know. I have complaints of the game for sure and of the lack of like moving forward with like core stuff.
But I'm going to go camping with Blue.
But some of the stuff people get mad at is like, bro, I don't know like what you want. Like, this is still a kids oriented game as much as they know they have an older audience.
As a non Pokemon stan, I'm excited for the game. I think it's gonna be cool to play.
That's exactly what they want.
I'm just gonna like capture and do things and then
do your thing, that's right.
And then I'll be done with it.
Grookey gang. My man.
I'm gonna EV train and all that kind of stuff or whatever that's called.
They're making that easier.
Yeah.
They're making everything about that easier too. They're even making nature
be hard.
Nature stuff easier.
Just roll nature.
You can get competitive Pokemon now, Rob, pretty easy in Sword and Shield.
Well, the good news now is a shiny Pokemon is way easier to now make it competitive.
That kind of stuff.
What?
I think it should be a very rare thing.
If you like take all that time rare. To find
a
shiny.
You have to work for it.
Yeah. If you take all the time to find that shiny, then
how much time do they cut it by? Because like normally a shiny gets.
I mean,
takes
we have
like,
no idea what it'll be like.
Oh, so it's not like 1 out of 4,000 or whatever it is.
I mean, we don't know what it'll be.
It could
Will they tell us?
Someone will data mine it or do the ass. They always do. But Pokemon, November 15th, I believe.
Damn. I'm hype. I'm still hype for it. I'm still so hype. That's still top of the list, baby.
Yeah.
No, probably not.
Pokemon Star.
Pokemon!
Are
you going to stream it, Blue?
Gotta catch them all.
Yes, I will, Rob.
Last up, though.
Mm-hmm.
This one I've been looking forward to. Blizzard who Riot Games is taking over, bro, and I'm here for it.
Yeah,
I'm all about it.
You're a Riot stan.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm now Riot stan. love Riot.
That's your Smurf account now. Riot stan.
So for those out of the loop, League of Legends had its 10th birthday celebration. Technically, I think it's today and it's starting and like in game they have a whole thing, whatever.
I'm gonna play some League later.
But for their announcement, though, they have like a Twitch stream,
mm-hmm.
And the biggest meme has been Riot Games is actually just Riot Game. Like, their name has been Riot Games, but they only have League. It's Riot Game for 10 years almost. And then they brought TFT, which some people were like, well, is that, I mean, that's like...
Kinda. Yeah, it's still League.
So, like, it was getting fuzzy, but they're like, okay, this is like a new game, kind of. But then, this 10th birthday celebration, whatever, they had this live stream, and they're just like, yo, we're working on this. Yeah. And I'm just like, take out. Yep. Give me that one. So, more specifically, I don't have the full list, but I'll try and remember off my head. They announced most that it appears will be coming out first and is already in closed alpha is the Legends of Runeterra, which is their card game.
Woo! We love our card games.
Which for me, I mean, like,
love our card games.
Literally, yeah, like Hearthstone. I was like, man, if only they made a League of Legends Hearthstone. Well, here we are.
Well, what's great is like everyone's like, I'm uninstalling Hearthstone, like with all this stuff going on.
Yeah. And now they're like,
and then hey. Riot's like, oh, like, what's up?
Yeah. Oh, you like that? Well, check out our game.
And then Artifact's like, hey,
hey, remember me?
Do you remember me?
Hey, shut up! I'm streaming Rush Hour in there. I'm watching Rush Hour.
Hey, you're interrupting my end game. So it's like a hybrid between Hearthstone and Magic, because I played MTG Arena a couple months ago, and I'd never played Magic before, but it was fun, and I'm glad I did because a lot of the mechanics are taken from that,
okay,
which gives it more depth and strategy than just Hearthstone.
So it's definitely more Magic than it is Hearthstone.
I would say so. Okay. Yeah. But it's like a meeting in the middle where it's not as involved and intensive as Magic, but also not as random and super straightforward as Hearthstone. And I don't know, it's striking a fun balance for me right now. And I've only played a couple hours.
So do they have like specific kind of decks, or do they have a class that can only pick from a certain kind of cards, or is it like a champion is like this blue color and you can only make this blue deck with these blue cards?
Like, so they currently have, it's kind of like Magic. So they have, I think, six, I don't know if they call them factions or whatever, but it's all from the lore of League. In Runeterra. Runeterra is technically like the continent or whatever that League's based on in the world. And they have all the different factions where people come from. So you have like Ionia, Noxus, Shroom is not in yet.
Such a League nerd.
So they have the Shadow Isles, all different six. So imagine it's almost like a faction in Hearthstone, right? Yeah. You have Druid, whatever. But also like Magic, it would be...
your fire deck.
Yeah, like fire, water, earth, any like that, the elementals and whatnot. And what you do is you can choose two. So you can just choose one house, faction, whatever, to make your deck. Or you can make two and you can build your deck with however much from each one you want. And then there are champions in each one that are like big game-changing things that are like you build some decks around. You don't have to. But that's where the fun stuff comes in because they're the champions from League.
Yeah.
You can like play with Garen or Darius and all these different people. And so it's just really fun. And then the mechanics with the champions, they like level up in game, dope animations, changes how they play.
That's cool.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I'm into it. So that was the first one they announced. Then they only teased these two. I think they're calling...
Part. You don't like the card game, Blue? You like card games.
I mean, digital card games don't really hit the same spot for me, I guess.
I'm interested to see how the economy works, as if like you can craft the cards.
Oh, yeah. I should have mentioned. Yeah, they're super free to play. So they're coming at it that like if you play enough, you can get whatever you want.
Okay, that's good.
And it's very generous. And they're also like Magic the Gathering Arena. You can just straight up like craft wild cards or in packs get a wild card. And if it's like a rare wild card, that means you can just craft any rare.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that.
That's cool.
And then on top of that, you also can choose which faction to level through, and they all have quest steps. So, like, if I have an Ionia deck, and I really like Ionia, I want more cards, I choose to just progress through Ionia. And so I know I'm going to get what I want. So, yeah, really free to play. It's going to be dope. I understand what Blue's talking about. Like, it doesn't have the same thing as a trading card game.
Like, as, like, an actual, like, I have this card as mine.
Yeah. It's always nice to have that physical aspect of it. But man, when I like went back to that Pokemon tournament, I also love auto shuffling and not need like all like literally the stuff that makes matches last two times longer than they should.
Why doesn't Pokemon have like a online
They do, card? It's just scuffed.
It could make so good too. Yeah. If they just made it actually like a functioning app.
If they just made it like that, or MTG Arena, like, oh, got it. Okay, that'll be a rabbit hole. So next up, they don't have titles for these, but Project A
is
FPS. This is the only one I think they announced game-wise that isn't set in the League of Legends universe.
That's cool.
This is completely different. It's like on a near future Earth.
That's what they said. Mm-hmm.
And it's like a hero shooter, but tactical.
It's like CS.
Yeah, don't think Overwatch. Ooh. Think Overwatch characters with abilities, but CS:GO. Like 1 to 2 shots, you're dead. Sightlines mean everything.
Headshot, you're dead. Yeah. Like,
sightlines mean everything. So it's interesting. They're going like super tactical, mm-hmm. like CS:GO. So they showed just a little bit of that.
It seems more like TFT or Teamfight. No, what's it called? What's that game, Blue, you like to play?
Team Fortress.
No. I think it looks a lot like Team Fortress in the sense of like abilities and stuff like that.
Maybe.
With CS.
It honestly
looks about as close, like literally in the middle of CS:GO and Overwatch.
Yeah. It's like you put Tracer in. You know, CS:GO.
Well, the dude with like the knives thing.
Yeah.
Like, he like puts the thing up. That was sweet.
But they all seem like abilities that like it's not Overwatch where it's like, all right, just everyone wait until ultimates or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Should just be like enhancing abilities that like just a little bit, but still probably skillful.
Well, I'm interested to see like how they handle like if there's like buy rounds or something like that, or if they have like a set kind of gun or something like that, like that'll be really interesting. Cause like the whole economy thing with CS:GO is super interesting too. Cause you gotta have to keep a balance of like, if we lose this round, we're gonna have to save. So we just are using pistols this round, but they have AKs. Or like that. So that team has their abilities. Like I haven't bought my ability yet. So I'm just kind of interested to see how they handle that. Yeah. I just hope they don't have it like on a cooldown or something like that. Or maybe a super long cooldown, like maybe once every 3 or 4 rounds.
Yeah. It would be an interesting idea to like purchase an ability. So
I mean, because you've never played CS:GO, right?
I have. I mean, I've watched. Okay. Like, I know how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they announced that. They said they'll have more details later in 2020. They announced, and then the next numbers, I'm not sure. I think it's like Project K and Project L.
Mm-hmm.
Project K is a fighting game.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah.
See, why am I the only one that's not that excited about this?
So it's 2D. Not like 2D graphics, but like a 2D fighting game side to side. It literally looks like FighterZ to me, Dragon Ball FighterZ, but it's going to be more popular.
And it's going to have League Champions.
And people might watch it.
The thing is, people will watch it.
It's Riot, and it's Champions.
Riot is going to invest in it being an eSport, no doubt. If it's a fighting game, eSport go hand in hand. There's no way they don't invest in that.
Yeah. Support it eSport-wise, seeing how they support League of Legends. A competitive fighting game, there's no way they're not going to support it somehow.
Maybe Mango makes the transition.
Leffen probably will.
Leffen probably will. He'll probably be successful at it too.
But like that's the thing is like I've played League of Legends now for like 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So like the whole universe changed.
Wow, not even 10,
everything.
Bro? That's embarrassing.
I know, right? But like I love it and I'm all into it. So like I've always wanted them to just expand. But now I'm getting new ways to play with people I already know and stuff too. And I like the universe already.
Yeah.
I like the people. Because
you play with a lot of people on League who like we normally don't like game with. You got like your League of Legends like gamers.
And so like they showed like Darius versus Ahri. Mm-hmm. And I love Darius. So I was immediately like, ugh, there's my main. I don't even care who else there is. But
he's terrible in TFT.
Shut your mouth.
He's garbage.
So they didn't have too much to share, but like they've been working on it and they're really excited about it. There's been whispers of like Riot's working on something.
Little do we know they're working on everything.
Yeah. The card game apparently is like 5 years in the making.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Fighting game, I'm not sure. Well, the other ones they haven't talked about as much.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next project, L or whatever, is an action RPG. And they only showed small footage, but it was you controlling Blitzcrank. And Ezreal was near you. Maybe it was another player.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going around like killing minions. And it looks more MMO-esque.
Oh. Well, I saw everybody asking for like a Riot MMO. Yeah.
Well, people have since the dawn of time. But they've confirmed that's in the works, and I'm hearing whispers. So I don't want to get my hopes up, but something similar to some sort of an MMO,
like
maybe an
MMO
Lite or something. Like how Skyrim has an MMO where it's not your typical one, and obviously you want to focus more. You don't just want mindless grinding and like non-intuitive or like
quests
just click combat kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see where they go with that, but that would be dope. They also announced.
Do they have their own launcher for all these? Like,
what I'm sure they will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exclusive store, the Riot store now.
Yeah. They have. I swear there was one other game that they mentioned.
I didn't watch, so I watched the cringy like car.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I'm not even okay. So there's League of Legends Wild Rift. Oh. Which is coming to consoles and mobile, and it's League of Legends we have on PC,
mm-hmm.
except made specifically to work on consoles and mobile. So it's not just a port. Like, it'll play differently. Abilities will be different.
Is it still going to have three lanes and, mm-hmm. like, jungle and all that kind of mm-hmm. stuff? Oh.
Like, whole shebang. But they've also tuned it.
I think console players will hate it.
I don't know.
I think they'll hate it.
It's but it's more intuitive. Like, that's, they've literally built it from the ground up, though.
Specifically for console.
Yeah, console. And then mobile has its own thing, which there's already a ton like it.
Mm-hmm.
And then once League comes in, I think it's just going to dominate, as always.
As always, because it's League.
But I think, yeah, they already have this advantage with all these games, though, because of how just their audience in China alone can make mm-hmm. anything, like, successful.
Yeah.
So they have that coming out. They also have TFTs coming to mobile, which will also have crossplay.
That's cool. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't, like, what's the
advantage that a PC player has?
Because, like,
graphics, dude?
Auto Chess and Underlords, I think, already have that.
Are they going to have their separate on launcher, or is it just going to stay within the League launcher? I'm sure it'll.
And then the card game will also be crossplay with mobile and PC.
Oh, it's going to be mobile.
Mm-hmm.
We have phones.
we do have phones. And then there might have been something else. But those are the games. Then they also have, like, an animated series coming out next year, which is dope. There's a documentary right now that just went on Netflix about League of Legends growth and everything. Yeah.
Worlds is going on right now.
Yeah, Worlds is going on.
Go Echo Fox. Echo Fox.
They're not in it.
Woo!
There's actually big drama.
Go Echo Fox.
A lot of drama there.
Kiss the badge.
Rick Fox is suing all the people that own Echo Fox.
Go Rick Fox.
It's not going well. But yeah, they have all this stuff, and they've been these giants with just one game. And now, especially now with the whole Blizzard situation, seems like more than ever for this huge new developer that houses tons, like almost a publisher that's going to house all these new games,
mm-hmm.
I think they can totally take over already with how big they are. I mean, they would have the most popular game in the world. I still think it is more popular than Fortnite.
I would probably still
Because the
still
thing,
pick
too,
League,
is,
yeah,
I don't think Fortnite's definitely bigger in the West. But the East has more people.
Are you saying bigger in the sense of a community or makes more money?
Players. I don't know about money.
I think Fortnite would probably make more money.
I think Fortnite probably makes more money.
Fortnite and the, yeah, like, past year and
but
a half,
like,
probably makes
just
more money.
In concurrent players.
Yeah.
Global reach, League of Legends is on a different level for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which North America is actually one of its smallest regions, ironically. It's way bigger, like Europe. Europe has like four times the players.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But anyway. They have all this stuff coming out. I've enjoyed League of Legends forever.
Yeah,
so
I'm about it. I'm stoked for that CSGO shooter. Aereo seemed really stoked about it, too, which is sweet.
But between this card game, my biggest ones right now are the card game and the fighting game.
Over Project A? Fighting game so hard. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm just not
What's it
big
about you sucking at fighting games so much that, like, makes
No, it's just the tactical
he doesn't
shooter.
Suck. He thinks he sucks.
I get discouraged.
I get really sad.
I would grind Fighter Z. I want to get good at it, but I know it's going to take time, and then also
it's
I can't make
effort.
Content.
Yeah,
because no one wants to watch that.
Everyone's going to want to watch
advantage.
You play.
I put in time when I was just a wee lad, 12 years old.
Yeah, that was the thing. I
stuff like Tekken and Smash, and
yeah, I never really had fighting games I played, so I was already
we were playing Halo.
Yeah, I was playing FPSs. Those are the ones I'm super excited for. Project A, the shooter. It looks fun, and I'm going to give it a go, and maybe I'll like it. Maybe I'll like it more than I do CSGO. I just don't. It's the same reason I don't like Siege.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the slow nature. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I don't like when a game is more about holding an angle than it is who can shoot better, you know? And so, like, I don't hold it against people like that, and I know those are huge, and they're fun to watch.
Yeah.
Like, I won't lie, a tactical shooter is way more fun to spectate.
Mm-hmm. Then Overwatch or something.
Yeah, like Overwatch.
That.
Like watching Overwatch League versus a CSGO tournament, night and day.
Yeah.
Even not playing CSGO, I'm like, oh, shoot.
Well, just the tension. Like, that's like at that, because that's the best of the best playing. You're playing with a bunch of scroobs when you're actually playing, like, CS.
But yeah. So, I mean, I'll still play it. Again, it's going to be Riot anyway. Yeah. And I'm interested to see how they're going to do all these games, because so far, they only have free to play models.
Oh.
And I mean, they only have League and TFT. So. and they've seen great success.
Oh, I thought you meant like these next, all these games are free to play.
That's it. We don't know.
Oh, okay.
They mentioned they don't know about the fighting game yet. The card game will be free, mm-hmm. but so that'll make their only game so far free to play.
But I'm sure that's like there's ways to buy packs and that.
Yeah, kind of course.
Yeah.
But like as far as the fighting game, the shooter, the action RPG,
mm-hmm.
like I don't know, are those, can they make those work free to play? The tactical shooter,
think they just do skins, right? They would just kind of
something like that, right?
Skins in the fighting game, maybe like arenas or something like that.
Yeah.
Depends on how much hours they want to like put into it.
If they do make it a free to play fighting game, like.
That'll just help it that much
more. It's just going to be nuts because this will be, just by Riot alone, will probably be one of the biggest fighters that has ever released of all time.
If it's free to play.
I'm going
to bet. If it's free to play, it probably will be the biggest of all time.
Even if it's not, you're saying it still will be?
Because realistically, fighting games are still... I mean, in the 90s, fighting games were it, but fighting games since then have really just been a niche market.
I think it's come back, though.
Because, I mean, like, look at FighterZ, right? That did, for me, what... this game's gonna do for a lot of people. Like, I didn't play fighting games, but I like Dragon Ball so much and it looks so good. I was like, I'm gonna try this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now throw in League, where there's so many people that play League and stuff, and they're gonna be like, all right, yeah, I'll give this a shot.
Sure. I like Darius.
Give it a shot.
And so it'll
I mean, I like Kennen.
We love Kennen.
But how can you work Kennen in that game? He's so tiny. And what's his hitbox gonna be?
I mean, that's just it. It'll be interesting to see who all, I mean, they're not gonna have all 130 or whatever.
What if they do?
Oh my God. How would they balance
ridiculous.
That?
Ridiculous.
Yeah. No. Jesus. Because like FighterZ after 2 years is only like 38, which is a lot for a fighter.
Well, I heard the League of Legends has been the balance it's ever been. Like every champion was played in like the seasons for leading up to Worlds. That's mm-hmm. crazy. Like 130 champions all were played.
I mean, there have been some seasons where it's rough, but like last season and this one specifically, they've been doing a phenomenal job at balancing it better and better.
When was the last time you played League?
Yesterday.
What rank are you?
Gold.
Gold.
Yeah.
Gold what?
Four.
Gold four. Catch him in gold four.
That's because every season, it's like an Apex rank. You know, if you hit Diamond, you get the trail.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in League, if you hit Gold, you get a skin.
Oh,
and
that's
no one
sick.
Else does. Yeah, at the end of the season.
Oh.
So I just get the gold, and then I'm good. And the next season comes, I grind back to gold, and I'm good.
What was the skin this season?
I don't think they've announced it yet.
Oh, okay.
But it's like victorious.
But you're already still there. So
yeah, So, but yeah, I'm guaranteed the reward now.
Oh, okay,
and you get like a banner and everything. It's cool.
Oh,
yeah,
that's very cool.
But yeah, Riot's taking over.
I'm excited.
What were your takeaways aside from the fighting game, Blue?
Fighting game.
Yeah, fair enough.
The fighting game. Yeah, yep. Project.
I mean, the ARPG looks, or the what's it called? Yeah, the
shooter.
ARPG looks sick.
Yeah, the ARPG.
I mean, I'm a big fan of Diablo and those types of games. I've never been able to get into Path
of Exile. It's like Path of Exile, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I had a buddy of me.
I might be able to get into this. That would be sick. But the shooter was okay. I mean, I'm not really that big of a fan of that type of shooter.
But you like fighting. You don't think it looked like Team Fortress at all? I thought it did.
Not at all. Not even close.
Especially not Time to Kill. Like, that's the biggest difference between these games.
Yeah.
Where, like, that is, like, super... bop, you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Team Fortress is very character based. Team Fortress is,
but this is character based too.
TF2
is
more
on the opposite end of the spectrum.
Well, like, of course, but I'm saying it's more. I think it looks more like Team Fortress than it does Overwatch and CS:GO. Like I would say,
I gotta disagree.
Yeah,
I think
that's a hot take.
Team Fortress is like even farther down the line of what Overwatch is trying to do. Yeah. And it's like, so there's like a spectrum. There's Team Fortress and there's CS:GO. On the spectrum, right? And Overwatch is in the middle of those two. Well, what's in the middle of Overwatch and CS:GO? Whatever Riot is making.
Which is tight.
Look, I never thought I would say that, hey, Riot's releasing a whole bunch of new games and there's an FPS. I didn't think I'd be like, that's the one I'm least excited for. Because I was actually streaming when it was happening and someone was like, did you see the announcement about Riot's new hero shooter? And I was like, no.
You're joking.
No, so
you
I'm
got excited,
I was,
and you're like, yeah. Oh,
I was picturing
it.
Overwatch, but like the League of Legends characters.
Oh,
yeah. So I'm like, oh, this is good. Oh my god,
like,
I can't wait.
It's happened.
I can't. And then I watch, and I see that as soon as it starts, they die in like a second. And I was like, wait, what? And then it wasn't also the League of Legends universe, which mm-hmm. just threw me off. But for me, mainly, it's the gameplay.
All right, I have a question for you specifically. Would you rather have that hero thing with all the champions and all that kind of thing, or the perfect Pokemon game. Like, that has, like, no national Pokedex, like, and it has all of the regions and everything you could possibly want.
Okay, well, my perfect Pokemon game. The right thing. Yeah, my perfect Pokemon game, that was, like, all the regions, MMO, like, multiplayer,
yes,
constant updates. That. If that's it, I take the Pokemon game.
Yeah!
I gotta take the Pokemon game.
And that's something that literally never happened. You have a better chance of League having...
Yeah.
What about a League MMO? Like, it was like the everything you wanted in the MMO that like Riot could make, or the Pokemon MMO one.
I might take the Riot MMO. Sorry, Blue. Don't hurt me.
I respect it, because at least like one is like plausible. Like, they might actually they might eventually MMO.
Riot.
They're never gonna have that Pokemon MMO.
That Pokemon's never gonna happen.
Why?
Because that's not money for them.
It's not money.
Barely branching off, making two games every year that are full price both, and you don't even have to bring back a whole bunch of stuff, and you can just like cycle, like, yeah, that's
never mind. Yeah, you're right,
because that's the thing. Like, I think that's the conundrum we talked about. If you make that kind of game, no one's gonna buy another one, because like that's
it.
You just you can't beat that. So that's, I think, the problem. And they're never gonna make a service game like that. That's not Nintendo, or at least currently.
Maybe one day.
But
no.
Maybe one day.
As much as I would love it, that's never going to happen.
Yeah. But I'd also love
a different company
to hear or see or know that you're listening to the next episode next Sunday.
You got
to
be there. That was a really weird transition, but you tried. Not as good as your normal ones, but you tried.
Pivot.
Thanks for listening. Blue, where can people find you on the internet?
Hey guys, you can find me everywhere at My Mr. Fruit. Check me out at twitch.tv/MyMrFruit. You can check me out on YouTube, Mr. Fruit, and my Instagram, which I believe is Mr. Fruit Gaming.
It is.
Like I said, you can catch me at twitch.tv/RabbyV and Instagram.MrFruit.
You could have kept it going. You can catch me at twitch.tv/BlueWeslow and YouTube.com. I think it's /BlueWeslow. I don't know.
Blue Weslow
probably
Gaming.
Wasn't taking.
It's Blue Weslow everywhere.
Yeah.
Blue Weslow everywhere.
Oh, that's... No, leave that branding, dude.
Branding.
Nice. You're like Ninja.
Yeah, and then you can go to twitch.tv/MrFruit.
And with that, we'll talk to you next Sunday for the spooky... I don't know if we'll actually talk about anything spooky, but we'll dress up.
I'm going to dress. I'll figure out a spooky story. I'll think this week if I've ever had any kind of spooky encounter or something.
Well, listen to our last... spooky scuff podcast, so we don't talk about like
okay. I mean, I don't think I talked about anything spooky. I've never really I don't really believe in ghosts.
Yeah, I don't really know. The spookiest thing is being allergic to the sun, probably.
Shut
talk to you next week. See.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.